Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, a little bit of breaking news. Nancy Pelosi has tested positive for COVID. I know everybody's like, I'm bored. Ugh, I'm sick of COVID news. This is something that's a little significant we need to talk about. I don't think she's very symptomatic. The concern that people are having, because Nancy Pelosi, you know, is positive for COVID, is she was in the president's presence within the last 24 hours. I think she shook his hand. And as we know, this virus outsmarts masks, outsmarts our vaccine, outsmarts, you know, monoclonal antibodies, such that the FDA has now removed GlaxoSmithKline's emergency authorization for their use of the monoclonal antibodies because this variant is outsmarting it all. Our tools are older. So just to kind of give you guys the latest on this, no, Nancy Pelosi has not been wearing a mask. And she tested positive. She is vaccinated. She is boosted. And I believe President Biden's sister, Valerie Biden Owens, also tested positive. There was a White House, or I think there was a dinner that Biden was at, and Kamala Harris's communications director. So what this means is COVID is going through D.C. as we predicted. It's going to slowly come across the United States. The next few weeks, we're going to see the next wave. I am not hearing that it's putting people in the hospital left and right, thank God. It sounds like the majority of us that have been vaccinated, that have had COVID, we have some immunity. The problem is with this stupid, stupid virus is we are so behind the curve on what it's doing that even mild cases are leaving people with very weird symptoms. And I want this to end. Not because I'm sick of the subject, not because there's so many other, well, there's that too, but there's so many other medical issues to address. But, you know, getting COVID myself was a real big teaching moment for me. Now, because I got the vaccine, I'm like, all right, you know, hopefully I don't get it. If I do get it, I build some immunity. It goes away in a few days. I can't tell you how long that sucker was causing havoc, and I still don't feel like I'm at my best. I feel like I have to take naps. I can't sing and hit the notes like I used to. True, I might have hit the notes off key, but at least I was able to get into those octaves. I can't even do that now. And I'm concerned about that. I've noticed changes in my memory. I've noticed changes even in my vision. I notice I really need my reading glasses now. I used to be able to still fake it, you know, fake it till you make it. And now I can't even read a menu. And I just wonder how much this virus, even though it was milder, does. And so now we have this next strain. We understand that China and Shanghai is going through lockdowns. We understand that Europe's been dealing with a lot of cases. South Korea had, what, about 500,000 cases a day about a week or two ago. So, yeah, we know it's here. But you know, what is the COVID next wave going to mean for us from a policy standpoint? So the midterms are coming, and I think the Biden administration has learned that people don't like the mandates. People don't like the masks, and they want COVID to be over. If another wave comes and it's milder, I think it's going to start to seal that sort of fate of, all right, guys, it's going to be like flu. It's going to be like a cold. It's going to come. It's going to hit some of us. Brace our hospitals. Here's vaccines if you want. You could get another burst immunity where you could get a boost of it, you know, and have it cover you the next couple months. Looks like the immunity wanes after a few months in terms of you know, giving you the utmost protection, but long term, it's keeping us from the hospitals. And once we realize we're not going to hospitalize from it, we're just feeling like crap, we're feeling sick, I think there's going to be less panic over it. My problem is I don't like this lackadaisical attitude on where this came from. You know, I get that the virus on its own is making mutations, but did we ever figure out where it came from? Did we ever figure out, you know, do we still have a lab that has slipshod protocols that could be leaking other bioweapons or other pathogens that they were, you know, working on, whether it was gain-of-function research or not? Do we have other labs that have halfway protocols, half-assed protocols, and stuff's leaking? If, however, the Biden administration or the FAA or some of these other entities in other countries do not roll back some of their guidelines, then international travel is going to be affected. There's many of you that have been traveling for spring break. You're getting ready for the summer, and you're getting ready to get out of Dodge. You want to leave America, go and visit the Caribbean, go to Mexico, if this wave is coming, you will have a very good chance of testing positive. I can't tell you how many patients are like, all right, I need my motion sickness medication. I need a clearance to go out of the country. I can give you motion sickness medication, but I can't clear you because if we have another wave and we have all these government officials testing positive, then that means any of us could test positive. So just keep in mind, if you have the type of job or travel that is not going to allow you to do anything if you test positive, this could be coming up. And so I predict we are going to have a wave. A bunch of people are going to get sick. We are going to have people in the hospital, but not as bad, because we've had all this natural and vaccine immunity, and I think we're ready for it. But we have all these policies, though, still in place. I don't see them changing the five-day isolation. I think the five-day isolation has been one of the least controversial, and I think the CDC is going to be like, okay, well, let's sleep the dogs lie with that one. So if you do test positive, if you're sick, it is going to be recommended that you isolate for at least 5 days. If you still have symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, ear pain, sore throat, if you're still symptomatic, still stay home. If you're working for a hospital that is at crisis level, they're going to have you work even if you're sick. So the CDC has given us that sort of flexibility. But yeah, you know, when you see Washington start to deal with this, I hope Biden doesn't get it. And if Biden does get it, I hope it's just a little cough, because the last thing we need is our president any more incapacitated than he already is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you remember earlier this week, there was a fox that was running around Capitol Hill biting people, including a congressman. And you're like, what the heck is this fox doing? And foxes are pretty common back east. It was an adorable fox. Sadly, that fox was a killer. And how they learned, how they deduced that, was they euthanized the fox to test the fox for rabies. Because when an animal is going after people, biting them, usually animals kind of stick to their own, you know, they stick next to their cubs or their kits, or they, you know, stay, they call little baby foxes kits, K-I-T-C-S, kind of like kids. And so when an animal is being aggressive, we have to assume there could be rabies. In order to test a dog for rabies, they had to euthanize. Humanely euthanize. They found out this fox was rabid, did test positive for rabies, which means the congressman that got bit and the other people, I think there were 9 people in total that got bit or scratched by this fox, could be facing that deadly rabies virus. You do not want to get bit or scratched by a rabid animal. Now, luckily, it looks like there's some care has already been delivered. So let me tell you what happened here. So this was a mommy red fox. They discovered it was a woman, or female. Yeah, sorry, you can't say that anymore now. It was a mama fox. And she was running around Capitol Hill, and there were 9 confirmed bites over the past few days. The babies, the little fox babies called kits, K-I-T-C-S, were captured Wednesday morning. We don't know if they have rabies. Usually what we do is we watch them. So when we got the little babies, we will watch them for an incubation period, because if baby was exposed to mom, usually mom doesn't bite the babies, but, you know, moms might scratch. I mean, how many times have you, you know, accidentally hurt your kid? You don't mean to, you know, and then they're like, oh, did I scratch you? You know, sorry, I'll cut my nails, you know, something like that. So now I guess the little babies are being watched, and I know everybody wants to know what's happening to them. But, you know, this is very serious. So the congressman is Dr. Ami Bera. He is a physician, an MD out of California, and he's been a congressman for a few years now, and his umbrella saved his life, because apparently he's walking around Capitol Hill and the fox comes up to him. So he's able to keep the rabid animal at bay. He didn't know the animal had rabies, but whenever an animal is coming up kind of aggressive, don't go, oh, goochie, goochie, goo, you know, and try to pet. Don't do that. There was a woman, I think she was in Arizona, there was a little rescue puppy. So she was like, oh, little puppy, and the puppy was nipping and scratching, and she was playing with it. She ends up dying of rabies. This is some serious stuff, and I don't want people panicked. I don't want people paranoid. I love rescue animals, but you have to assume an animal is rabid until proven otherwise. My son was with his friends going off-roading, and a dog that looked really sick and cachectic, very skinny, comes up to them. So they give the dog water. They put the dog in the truck. They take the dog to the vet. They save that dog's life, but I keep thinking, what if that dog had rabies? He could have attacked you all. That's some pretty dangerous stuff, and rabies is fatal. Luckily, there's some things preventatively we could do. So 9 total people have been exposed. Representative Ami Bera said the encounter lasted about 15 seconds. He held the fox at bay with his umbrella. Capitol Police came to the scene. They were able to capture the fox. And the congressman, Dr. Bera, went to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He got a series of vaccines. He's going to have a series of 4. So he tweeted, thanks everyone for the well wishes. I feel healthy and I'm glad to get back at work. Despite the dust up, I hold no grudge or ill will against the Capitol Fox. Put a little fox emoji. And its family are safely relocated, wishing it a happy and prosperous future. Well, the fox is dead because they had to euthanize it and test it for rabies. And luckily they did, because now all those 9 people have to go and get vaccines. So what is rabies? So rabies, this is something that is, if we were conditioned to be scared of it, even in cartoons. You know, a rabid dog would be all googly-eyed and foaming at the mouth, because the infection affects the brain, and it makes them act unpredictably, makes them angry, they're uncomfortable, they're in pain. And it's a virus. The rabies is not a bacteria, so you can't really treat it with antibiotics. And dogs are the most common animal transmitted to humans. But dogs aren't the most common animals with it. The animals include bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, and foxes. So the animal will be agitated. They might foam at the mouth because they have hypersalivation. And then the virus gets into the nervous system. So basically through a scratch or a cut, it finds a nerve. And then it travels up the nerve, and the nerve is this connection. And, you know, I know you guys look at mazes and you're like, well, it'll get lost. Every nerve leads to if you just keep following that yellow brick road, you get there. And that's why it's so deadly. once the symptoms appear, a lot of times it's too late to save the animal or save the patient. So the infected saliva, the virus gets from the saliva into you. It travels to muscle. It'll replicate there, work itself up to the brain, and the stages include the incubation period. That's the time it takes from exposure until symptoms. So the average incubation could be a few days to even years. Most of the time, it takes a few weeks because it gets in there, it replicates, it stays among the nerve, and then it follows the nerve. By the time it gets to where it needs to go, there's already so much of it, and it's already, sadly, where it's going to cause the most damage. You might not even know. If you do have rabies, you might feel like COVID. You might get some muscle soreness, you might get some fever, some headache, some malaise, you might get some nausea, some vomiting, some sore throat, a cough. You might get a cough. So people aren't going to think it's rabies. You got to think back where you've been, anything happened to you. Now, the bite will become painful. Your muscles will become sore. You might get some tingling, some numbness, some burning. And then that is obviously those are some bad signs. The symptoms could last 2 to 10 days. Then there's the acute neurological phase where it starts to affect the brain and spinal cord. So you're anxious, you're agitated, you can't sleep, you might not want to have sex. Priapism, your erection may be prolonged. Not a good thing. You know, if you have a prolonged erection, you better think back if you were bit by something. Hallucinations, photophobia, where you look at the light and it bothers your eyes, paralysis, muscle rigidity, muscle twitching, convulsions. You could seize. You could have issues swallowing, difficulty breathing, but fascinating, very fascinating. Somebody with rabies is fearful of water. So if you have a dog that likes to swim in the pool all the time, and all of a sudden the dog wants something to do with water, hydrophobia is a sign of rabies. So what do we do? Well, what we have to do is immediately we have to inject you with immune globulin to bind and prevent the virus from replicating. 4 to 5 vaccines are given over the next couple weeks to stimulate the immune system. The animal gets euthanized because obviously you can't save the animal. And so anybody that has been exposed gets the immunoglobulin. Now, there's also rabies vaccines. So if you work with animals, I guess, you know, if you work with at Congress and rabid animals are running around the place, then we will give you a vaccine. I know when we were growing up, you had to get like 20 shots in the stomach. They don't do that. Most of the shots are given in the deltoid. The immunoglobulin is a fantastic, it's kind of like antibodies you don't have yet. You can't wait for the vaccine. So the antibody comes and then it attacks and it basically binds it so it can't replicate and then it can't do what it needs to do. So it sounds like the congressman is in great spirits. He's getting his preventative. He was only scratched and they didn't find a puncture wound. So they think he's going to be okay. But that is some scary, scary stuff. So there's a lot of bats around where I live. We got coyotes. We got, you know, animals. All my animals are vaccinated. Make sure your pets stay up on their vaccine. I get it. You go to the vet, it's expensive. Get them vaccinated, especially for rabies. Because if you have animals like mine that play, and when they play, they scratch, then sadly, you're going to be getting exposed to rabies. Even though it's your pet, but if something bit your pet, that pet will give it to you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Governor of Texas Greg Abbott is executing a plan to use 900 buses to ship illegal immigrants allowed to infiltrate the United States to Washington, D.C.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson on Fox News says she likes the idea.
You'd think that more than a year of border drama would have done it for them, but I applaud Governor Abbott for taking this action and bringing it to President Biden's doorstep.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI took thousands of network devices away from Russian hackers by hijacking the very same devices Moscow's spies had been using to hack. USA Radio News. A solid investigation has concluded.
The investigation into contaminated bagged salad by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is over. The CDC's reopened investigation into bagged salad found packaged salads and lettuce sold by Dole made people sick. 18 people were sickened in 13 states. 3 died. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, declared on the Senate floor last night that the atrocities in Bucha amount to genocide of the Ukrainian people, condemning President Putin as pure evil. Prosecutors in Minnesota are reporting the Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot a 22-year-old man during an early morning raid on an apartment building in February won't face criminal charges. Karen Wells, Amir Locke's mother, slammed the decision, saying she was disgusted with the city of Minneapolis. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners does not want their name used, but they have a question because, and I'm going to paraphrase, I was speaking yesterday about burnout and how it's okay to say no, to do the 4 Ds, deter, deflect, delegate. Oh, now I forgot my 4 Ds. Hold on a second. What are my 4 Ds? Okay, this is a pop quiz. Here we go. Pop quiz. What were the 4 Ds with trying to deflect stress? It was deflect, deter, delegate, and deter. Ooh, that's a good one. Deflect, deter, duck, dive, dodge, dip, and dodge. Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter what the 4 Ds are and 5 Ds. Just, you know, don't do it. All right. So, I thought the 4 Ds would be easy. I told you guys that's what COVID did. When I got COVID, it messed up my brain. The 4 Ds are deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. Those are 4 D's when you are trying to reduce stress and you are given a bunch of work. So anyway, our listener's like, how do you realistically ask your boss to not give you more work? How do you tell your boss no? Okay, there's an art to it. I'm not a very big no person. I'm always like, sure, I'll do it, sure, I'll do it, sure, I'll do it. I don't say no a lot, and it's because I feel like I will handle it all. There's been very little times in my life where I felt like I couldn't, but now that I had Omicron a couple months ago, I'm feeling like I am, you know, being able to take on less. How you do it, there's a few ways to do it. So let's say you have a boss that keeps throwing it on you, All right? If you say no, or if you say 4 D's, deflect, defer, deter, delegate, they're not going to know what the heck to do and you could get fired. So what you need to do is a few things. One is you need to show that you don't want to say no, but you want to prioritize what needs to be done. So when I would have bosses saying, we need this, we need this, a very good response, right, would be something like, oh, I'm excited about that. Oh, that's awesome. Do you want this to take precedence over the other projects that I'm doing? Do you want me, is this high priority? Do you want me to put on hold the other projects? Or do you want that, is there a timeline on that? And if they're like, oh, this takes priority, you know, ask for them to specify that. You know, and if you're like, okay, you know what, this is a boss where if this is verbal, I'm in trouble, I need to get this by email, what I would do is email them, and you got to be careful because some of them think you're being passive-aggressive. You don't want to be passive-aggressive. You want to be really, really cool. But what I would do is then email them because I'm used to bosses coming into your office just giving you orders, you know, or just texting you saying, do this, do this. So I like the idea of an email going, okay, these are the projects I'm working on. I want to review the deadlines. On what you need. I have this. All right. I want to make sure that I don't misprioritize and see how they respond. If they don't respond and they're like, I just want you to do it. You kind of know where you stand. And keep in mind, if you are an employee, you have a lot of power right now, because there's still the labor shortage. People are still understaffed. So this is a, you do have that opportunity. Now, let's say they go, I just need it all done. All right? Say, you know, I get you. Can we talk for a few minutes? Because I want to make sure I do a good job. You know, I don't want to do anything halfway. I just want to let you know this work here is requiring this. Now, I get it. I've been a boss and I've been an employee. Bosses think you're overpaid and underworked. Employees think they're overworked and underpaid. I get that. I've been there. So they might think that because you have, you know, somebody who's like a whippersnapper who is able to get it all done, and here you are, and that person that is the whippersnapper does things half-assed, and you're like, I don't. You know, you're kind of in a position where you don't want to speak bad about it. So you want to say, look, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm working on. You know, I want to make this job. I want to do what you need. But I don't want that project to take away from, you know, we're pretty successful. We're making great progress over here. So I just need to know what you need me to do. And then if you can't do it all yourself, delegate. Ask, do you mind if I get a team together? Do you mind if I work with a team? That's hard. Trust me. I've had coworkers where they don't want to work. But how you do that is you do like a give and take. So I've noticed that some of my coworkers are working on something that's cooler than me, than what I get to work on. And I'm like, dang. But they don't realize it's cool because they hate their job. So you're like, look, can I go shopping for you? I'm going to go shopping. Can I go and get you guys all the supplies you need or whatever you need? Or can I all go to this meeting? But in return, can one of you guys do this? So sometimes you could delegate that way, and that's always a advantage. You know, it's tough because we, as especially as moms, I mean, you can't tell kids no more. How many times have I had kids that would at 10:30 on a weeknight. Go, Mom, I need supplies for my project. It's 10:30 at night. And I'm, like, getting into bed. And I'm like, you need, okay, when is your project due? Tomorrow morning. Okay, you bet. You bet I scream. You bet it gets ugly. And it, and I'm like, what are you doing? So when you do delegate like that, you need to also sometimes understand who you're working for and who you're working with. So with my kids, on a Monday, I'm like, hey, guys, any assignments, any projects? Because I'm not going to Thursday night at 10:30 at night run to Target or Walmart. Capiche? I'm like, oh, well, maybe, you know. Get same thing with your boss. If you do have a boss that is one of those fly by the seat of their pants, you have to commit them. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, distracted driving is a problem that I've noticed. I've noticed that with kids. I've noticed that with people on the highway. So, joining us next is David Pesci, Agency Development Specialist at The General, and he's going to be speaking to us about distracted driving. David, are you online right now? Hi, David. How are you? Good. So we're going to be coming up on break soon, but before the break, and we're going to have you on for the following segment, talk to us about what you do.
About my position specifically?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. my position specifically, I'm an agency development specialist for the state of Florida. So I'm actually, I partner up and manage most of our independent agencies here in Florida. We have over 400 of them. So I work with them and make sure that they understand the general's appetite and what we want as far as clients and our specific appetite in that sense.
Fantastic. And so in terms of distracted driving, what's your role?
My role, at least on these interviews, has been just to kind of get out the information based off of, what are the top distractions, ways that we can avoid them, and how it impacts our insurance. In the long run, our insurance rate.
I love it. All right, guys, so when we come back from break, we're going to be speaking to David Pesci. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And these car crashes, I see more and more, and events because people are on their cell phone. So, Dave, hold on. We're going to get you back for our segment, and we'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and recent data from the General Insurance tells us that car crashes due to distracted driving number in the thousands. So joining us is David Pesci, Agency Development Specialist at the General. David, thank you for holding on until we could get to your segment. So yeah, what are some of the top distractions that drivers face on the road?
Of course. So there's obviously thousands of distractions, but the top one that we've come across, obviously a big one nowadays, you notice, is these cell phones. So everybody's constantly focused on these cell phones. They're always in our hands. Everything comes on them, the social media, the emails, the text messages, the phone calls. So the cell phone use is obviously one of the bigger ones. But with our data, actually, it's pretty impressive. About 62% of drivers who reported an accident are blaming it on cognitive distractions. So lost in thought, daydreaming, stressful day at work, so they're thinking about work while they're driving, lack of sleep, cognitive distraction has become one, actually the bigger ones, one of the bigger distractions that drivers are facing nowadays. A few other ones, rubbernecking, as they say. Pretty much, you know, when there's an accident on the side of the road, you're driving down the highway and everybody starts to slow down to take a look at the accident, what's going on. When you turn your neck like that and go and look over at something else, your eyes aren't on the road, you're not focused, those obviously cause some accidents. And then one of the biggest ones that actually happens quite often is maybe kids in the back seat, pets in the back seat. Maybe children are fighting in the back seat and you're trying to separate the fight or who knows, you know, there's so many cases there, but people in the car with you, the cell phones, the cognitive distractions, and the rubbernecking and looking off to the side are probably some of the top distractions that drivers are facing nowadays.
You bring up fantastic points. You know, I think our society has become more attention deficit because we have been trained to multitask. We have been trained to, when we get an alert or a beep, to look at your phone. Somebody's calling you. And in society now, we don't want to look rude. We don't want to ignore a call. We don't want to ghost somebody. And so we've trained ourselves that our phones demand our utmost attention at all times. And I think people forget that they're driving a vehicle that could kill others, kill them, and cause property damage. And it blows my mind that people will bow to their phone and not the, you know, gravity of the situation of them driving a vehicle that could be could be dangerous.
Yeah, 100%. You hit the nail on the head there. It goes actually without saying, one of my tips of preventing some of these accidents is that multitasking. We've been trained now to, yeah, like you said, multitask. So, like, if something comes up, you want to do that, but at the same time while you're driving and, you know, eating in the car, there's just so many things. And while we're behind the wheel, we should definitely be focusing on the road. I mean, like you said, these are usually big vehicles moving at high velocities that can definitely be fatal in some cases.
Right. Another thing that I think is also an issue is, you know, some of us will have our playlists, we'll have our music, we'll pay for our music, but YouTube offers free music. And so I see a lot of young kids, well, as they want their new song, search it up on YouTube so they can play it. So they are actually doing Google searches. They are searching. Because you can't say, hey, Siri, play the song because they, oops, sorry, Siri's going to wake up, because it's not in your playlist. And so, I mean, music in cars, it's a huge problem. I think especially parents might need to, you know, set something up with their kids so that they aren't YouTubing their music.
Yes, yeah, 100%. And it's interesting because, like you said, so much is coming from those phones now, where it used to be before texting was a big deal and then calling. But nowadays, yeah, you have your music on your phone. So if you want to change a song or whatnot, you still got to go in there and change it. And just like you're saying, if you're YouTubing it, you have to literally type out the whole song while you're driving.
And then search the options. Exactly. Exactly. Do you want the one with lyrics? Do you want the original? I know. I get it. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're from Florida. So here in Vegas, you know, marijuana is legal and you could see the drivers there. You could smell it on the road. You know, if I'm driving and there is somebody distracted, I feel like I want to save lives and I want to, you know, alert them. But I also don't want to get somebody mad and have a road rage incident. What do you suggest to people when they see a distracted driver?
Yeah, I completely feel you on that one. I feel like all of us want to say something or honk or something. If you're at the light and they're like falling asleep or something, maybe we can honk the horn or something just to get them, you know, get the attention. But most cases, I would always just say, you know, your safety, the people in your car, your family's safety is more important than anything. So I would always just give them a good distance between them and you. And, if you could go around them and pass them and get out of the way and don't have to worry about them, that'd be ideal. But if not, just give them a good space. Don't be a vigilante. Don't be a hero. And try and help them in the situation or get close to them for some reason to try and wave them down or do whatever. You don't want to cause road rage. So I would just get the police involved or and make sure that, you know, it's a professional handling that situation. And I would just keep the distance away, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a sleeping pill epidemic in this world because we have an insomnia epidemic. So people take sleep aids. Now, yesterday I had bad allergies, and I hit the Benadryl. Now, anybody who's tried to wake up the next day and get in the car after Benadryl, you're almost driving under the influence. And we're in allergy season. So are you anticipating this time of year to be a bad one for distracted or sleepy drivers?
Yeah, that's funny because that's actually one of my tips when it comes to avoiding accidents, especially, like you said, we're in allergy season. So people are on Benadryl and on certain medication that does get you drowsy and tired. But it's to not try and never drive while you're drowsy or tired or sleepy or anything like that. To have that real conversation with you, because we've also all been in the car where we're driving probably a couple hours and we say, oh, there's only 30 minutes left, so I'll be good, I'll make it. And then your eyes start getting droopy. You close your eyes for 5 seconds and the car might just slightly get off in the lane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, it becomes scary and it's definitely a cause of a lot of accidents. So, mm-hmm. not driving when you're on some type of drug that makes you drowsy or even just, you know, just tired in general. It's best to always, you know, pull off on the side of the road, get some rest or get some coffee, get some blood flowing, circulating again before you get back in and drive or, you know, to have somebody pick you up or Uber. And there's a bunch of different apps now that make it pretty cost effective to get a ride.
Absolutely. In the last minute, this affects our insurance rates, right? We're paying for this when people drive distracted, right?
Yes, 100%. So everything's based off of everybody's records, right? So if you have tickets that are popping up in your record, you have had accidents previously, you know, these insurance companies, if they pay out on one of your claims, they in turn transfer those costs over to the customers in form of higher premiums, right? So mm-hmm. your policy eventually on your next renewal or if you go to search somewhere else for it is most likely going to be higher because you've noticed, you know, they've noticed that, hey, see that they've had accidents before, they've had tickets. Mm-hmm. That makes policies obviously go up. The other thing I would touch on is make sure you talk to your local agent, make sure you understand the coverages you have. Maybe put them in place that, you know, we could be focused mm-hmm. on the road. And they can cause some damage. Get covered.
So true. How can people find out more information?
TheGeneral.com is the best place. If not, speak to your local agencies and they'll be able to give you all the guidelines.
Thank you, David. Can't wait to have you back. David Pesci at The General. Thank you. Good luck. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.